Hey everybody, this is Catherine, and you're listening to the Currency with Catherine podcast, the show that teaches you about all things money, but not just money. We approach money through a holistic life lens because all aspects of your life are connected. That's why we bring in other elements like mental health. When you're confident in your financial capability, all other aspects of your life will improve.
Welcome back to another episode of Currency with Catherine. I'm sorry if I sound a little hoarse right now. I just got back from FinCon on Sunday, so I've kind of taken the past few days to try to recover, detox my brain, let all the information I got, like just trying to like organize my brain around everything. And then of course, trying to recover my voice. And it's more back today than I kind of lost it the other few days. But we're still going to do this episode. It's going to be short and sweet because I do not want to lose my voice. So I know I kind of jumped straight into the meat of the sandwich, so I didn't even give like an overview of like what is FinCon, and that's basically what the episode is going to be about. So FinCon, I know I could sit here and give you the technical definition of that. FinCon is this wonderful conference where all these financial people like know. So let's just say FinCon is a community, and it's like so overwhelming, like brings me happiness that there were so many people who were in the finance space that are, you know, there's different niches I didn't know about. There are people that are, you know, they do a lot of great stuff in the financial community, even to the point that I got to meet some financial creators that I've been following before I personally started my personal finance journey. And it was great just to talk to them and even see that they are legitimately genuine. There's a lot of people that you will look up to, and you meet them in person, and then you realize they're a horrible person, and it kind of sours your mood for the rest of the day. But through FinCon, I was just like on such a high. And then even me being an introvert, for people who don't know me, like I am an introvert. I love my alone time. I really enjoyed the 4 days of interacting with people. So that's why it was important for me. Once I got back home to Alabama, I took 3 days to like detox. I haven't worked on my business, haven't done any of that, but I'm definitely going to implement some things I learned. So again, to summarize, FinCon is a once a year event, and you can connect with other financial creators. There were bloggers, people who host podcasts, different social media channels, and so like your YouTube, TikTok, Twitter folks. They even had panels with like people, finance creators who are viral on TikTok. There were different panels that talked about debt, investing, even as far as like generational wealth and financial trauma, which I think are great topics because a lot of people do not know that, you know, financial trauma can carry over from your childhood into adulthood. And a lot of the problems that you're facing with money today can probably be traced to your childhood. I know I'm getting off topic a little bit, but there is a couple that I follow on TikTok, and they talk about one was raised in poverty and the other was raised in middle class, and just their behaviors. Like, for example, I want to say the wife was raised in poverty, and like she constantly stores food in the refrigerator and Tupperwares, even if she doesn't eat them, because, you know, food scarcity mindset, like what happens if there's not any food? So there's possibly while she was a child, she could have been exposed to times like not having food or constantly eating leftovers because they didn't have food. So just things that make you go, something to keep in the back of your mind. Yeah, so there was tons of panels. There was also stages where people who are very prominent in the finance space, like Anthony O'Neill, Bernadette Joy. There's a whole list I could go through, but I'm not going to. But the main stage was great, and they each got like 15 minutes. It was similar to a TED Talk, and I took tons of photos of the screen because at one part of the day, my pen broke, and of course, I didn't pack a second pen. I was like, well, I'll just take pictures. And so I have been like going back and looking at the pictures of the screens I took, and I can remember the information they said. So it all worked out. It's okay. But one of the first things, like, I had to get to FinCon early on that Wednesday. Yes, I got to FinCon early last Wednesday because I was part of a mastermind group. And again, me being an introvert, you got to talk to someone before 9 a.m. in the morning. That is not a good recipe. But it went great. I got to connect to some people. And it's just very warming to like sit with other like-minded people and how we can bring financial literacy, bring financial education to less, well, we'll say underserved populations. I think that would be the best thing to do. So yeah, it was a now 9-hour drive to Orlando from Alabama. Which that drive isn't bad. Like, we used to go to Disney all the time, so it really wasn't that bad, and it didn't feel like 9 hours, I guess, because I was also working in the back seat. Thanks to my mom for driving us down there and getting us back safely. So if you are interested in any realm of personal finance, I would encourage you to attend FinCon. I know looking at the badge prices, you may be like, ugh, but if you're just an enthusiast, there's a cheaper badge that you can get. And it's good if you're just trying to dabble in the finance space, or if you just like personal finance and you don't really do anything, you're just like, again, as I said, an enthusiast, you can definitely just get one of those badges and you can connect with people who are in the finance space, because you never know, you may want to make a career change. In a few of my groups, there was one lady in particular, we kept running into each other. She was looking at jumping into, well, making a career change into being a financial advisor. And as y'all know, I've been an advisor for 18, 19 months now. So it was just, I felt like I gave her value just by telling her, like, well, I just transitioned into space, and this is some things you can look into doing, or things that you can, you know, look into, because definitely the financial advisor space is booming, especially the diversity initiatives, and not just POC, you know, people's different sexual orientation preferences, LGBTQ community, people of color, like anything up under that spectrum. The CFP board is definitely trying to diversify the financial planning sector, because for the longest, it has just been white and white men. So that is all I have for this episode, really. FinCon 2023 is in New Orleans. I am definitely going to try to make it, because I've only been to New Orleans once. And the time I went, I didn't really get to see everything, but that's because we didn't adequately plan ahead of what we wanted to do. But yes, it's going to be in New Orleans in October. So if you're looking at going, please reach out to me. I have my email, have my social media in the show notes. So feel free to reach out and be like, hey, Catherine, I'm thinking about going to FinCon, you know, and also we can link. Like, I love meeting people and I love chatting with people, even though, again, I'm an introvert, I do like to talk about common interests. Well, that is all I have for this episode. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. We got some wonderful guests lined up. I can't wait for you to hear these episodes. And I will catch you later.
Thank you for tuning in to the Currency with Catherine podcast. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and join the Currency with Catherine Facebook group for daily financial literacy topics. Be sure to visit our webpage to stay up to date on our monthly events and to book a free clarity call with me. Let 2022 be the year you get your finances in order. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.